Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitters, whatever you like to call that thing. This is your weekly look and dive into the world of high school sports right here in the great state of GA. Coming up, in fact, just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from Justin Murphy, quarterback for the North Clayton Eagles football team. They're coming off a bounce-back win this past week and looking to keep their momentum going as they get ready for Monday's meal. And then our three and out, new segment, we're going to try to keep this thing rolling, all right? And we'll feature coaches that are part of premier matchups for that week. And this week, man, there's a lot this week, but one of the biggest ones, in fact, I think it's going to be televised on Peachtree TV. Our very own Rusty Mansell will be on the call for this one. Douglas County taking on Buford. So, Coach Johnny White, head coach for Douglas County, and then he'll do his three and out, and then we'll go over to head coach Brian Appling of the Buford Wolves. So, again, great, great matchup. Looking forward to that one. All right. A couple of shout-outs did come through. So I want to give a shout-out to North Cobb Volleyball's Sarah Boyle. She reached 100 career kills this past week. And then her teammate, Hannah Nicholson, reached 1,000 career digs. And then Harrison Volleyball, Ava Richer, reached 1,500 career assists. So congratulations to all of those young ladies there.
These sound like Call of Duty stats, by the way.
I know, right? Have you ever watched volleyball?
I haven't, but I'm interested.
Yeah, the digs are crazy. I mean, the kills are crazy, too. All of it is crazy. But the digs, that's when they got to, they're basically diving down. Right, exactly. That's your digs. And I've seen some amazing digs. Like, it's, it's pretty much guys laying out for, for a pass. It's the same thing. I've seen some digs where the girls are just laying out there, man, and to do whatever they can to keep that rally alive. So, and then some kills. I've seen some amazing kill shots, man. I mean, I've seen girls just take it to the side of the face, man. Just that ball just boop. And it's just like, but they keep trucking. But yeah, I've seen some vicious kills. So, volleyball, I really enjoy it, especially when you've got two teams that are matched up pretty well. Those always make for really fun matches. So, man, I'm gonna have to grab you one day, man. I know your daughter's down at Dutchtown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to grab you one day, man. Maybe we'll, because we don't have much longer. I mean, it's hard to believe that we're pretty much, football-wise especially, we're already basically almost pretty much the halfway mark of the regular season. You've got some teams that'll be looking at games, 4 and 5 this week. So, like, and some teams, they typically play anywhere from 10, maybe 11, 12 game, regular season games when you get into playoffs. So it's kind of hard to believe, but fall sports, their season is, not far from coming to an end. Like, and it feels like we literally just started. Like, it really feels that way. But, the good thing about it is winter sports, they're getting ready to, get into their practice mode, workout and practice mode. Well, they're in workout modes now, but they're getting ready to gear up for their practice modes and, have their first official days of practice and things of that nature. And so, we'll be rolling on Prep Sports Nation, but it's just amazing that, it goes by so quick. You look up and, some of these seniors, they're going to be ready to, step onto the field or the court or whatever it is for the last time. So it's fun, man. That's one of the coolest, that's what makes this fun, man, just going out there and being able to show these kids some love and cover these sports and whatnot. So, all right, without further ado, man, quarterback for the North Clayton Eagles, and that is Mr. Justin Murphy, man. He's only a sophomore. I got a chance to see him last year. His freshman year, he was actually under center, and had a phenomenal first year. And so he's had to be, you know, he's had to step up into that leadership role fairly early here in his career, in his high school career. And, you know, again, having a great season, you know, having a great career, I should say. And they're having a pretty good season now. And, again, they got a nice bounce back win that they needed. I think they had dropped two in a row. And so, you know, they're looking forward to keep that momentum going. And they got a nice county rivalry coming up with Mundy's Mill. But here is my conversation with Justin. Great conversation, great young man. And here it is. All right, we'll head out to the wave4.com hotline. Justin joining us now here on Prep Sports Nation, man. First off, congratulations on the season and really the career you're having already, man. Just a sophomore, man, doing your thing. You guys get a bounce back win this past week, bro. How important was it for y'all to get that dub and kind of right the ship a little bit?
First of all, I want to say thank you for allowing me to come up here. Last week was very important for us, like I said. For us, mostly we just try to stay consistent and become 1-0, and just everybody, like, just play your part in the team. So right now we're trying to become a brotherhood and become a good team every week. So that was the focus last week for us to bounce back.
All right, and, you know, was there anything in particular in that game against Riverdale that, you know, you felt was key as far as you guys being able to pull out that victory?
Just everybody doing their job, everybody playing their part. That's really was the main thing for us. So, yes, sir.
All right. Spending time on the wave4.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Justin Murphy joining us, North Clayton quarterback. As you get ready for, you know, another county rivalry this week in Mundy's Mill, what's been the message from Coach this week as you guys start to prepare?
What Coach been saying this week is just taking what they give you and just take one player at a time. Like, I tell my guys when I'm on the field, like, when stuff go bad, I'm like, we erase that and just take one player at a time. And just stay consistent as we get into the game. And just everybody playing their part, everybody doing their job. So that's been the motto and the message this week.
All right. And for you here in year two, leading the team, especially on offense now, how has adjusting to being a leader really out the gate of your high school career, how's that been going for you?
It's been going good. Like, when you're trying to become a leader at a young age, it's going to be ups and downs. So, right now, I told myself early this year, like, I'm trying to be a better leader than I was last year. So, I've been staying consistent and being a better leader for the North Clayton High School football team. And I got some more leaders coming with me, so I'm not by myself. So, yes, sir.
All right. What kind of words of advice have you gotten in regards to that, maybe from coach or just, you know, maybe past coaches? Because I know for you playing youth football, you know, that's kind of something you kind of hear as you're growing up and whatnot. But now you're in that phase, you know, what are kind of some of the words of wisdom, I guess you would say, you've kind of heard over the years and even recently to kind of help you with the adjustment?
For me, just having a growth and a good mindset, that's really been the main one for me. Be humble, stay humble. Don't let one play dictate how the rest of don't let one play dictate how you're gonna play the rest of the game. But I didn't like the mindset for me, like telling guys, like, hey, you dropped the ball, but hey, man, let's go, like, keep going. Like, 'cause when you get in the game, like that one mistake, it happens, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to get my guys to realize, like, I make mistakes, you make mistakes. Hey, we good. As long as you go 100%, I'm fine with that. So that's been the main for me.
Good deal, man. Spending time on the wave4.com hotline. Justin Murphy, North Clayton quarterback, hanging out with us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Couple fun questions for you, Justin. Who are some players or, you know, a player that you really like to watch? I don't want to say copy their game, but, you know, you see parts of their game that you feel like, you know, you can kind of emulate a little bit to help you as you grow.
Right now, I've been looking at a lot of Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, C.J. Stroud, Patrick Mahomes, Anthony Richardson. There's a lot of, like, dual threat QB because I'm a dual threat, so I really try to copy my game off of Lamar, but I watch other QBs to help me improve in my game, though. So,
all right, you been on the sticks yet for the latest college football?
Yes, sir. I've been on the same lane since it came out. Yes, sir.
All right, who you rocking with, bro?
Who I'm rocking with? For me, it's different. Like, I don't play with the big teams. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like, I go based off like who you pick. So if you pick Georgia, like, I'm gonna pick Ohio State.
Okay.
So my main team really lately been Texas, UCF. I like UCF. Tennessee. I've been rocking with Tennessee lately. And Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, that Texas Georgia game coming up next month gonna be something serious. And speaking of Georgia, man, you know, colleges. When it comes down, because, you know, I follow you, and I know that, you know, pretty soon, man, the recruitment trail is going to heat up big time for you, man. What's kind of – how's that been for you, man, as far as starting to – you know, you're starting to get that recognition and, you know, you're starting to raise the eyebrows of some of these programs, man. What's that feeling like for you?
For me, it's been I'm glad I got it, but I still got to keep working. Like, for me – like, I ain't get my first offer until school is about to end this year. So right now, I'm just trying to be humble and just trust the process. Mm-hmm. Like, that's been the main focus for me. Like, I ain't trying to rush to get offers. I ain't mm-hmm. trying to learn that. I'm just trying to play my game, just trying to prove throughout these years and put no claim back on the map. So that's really been my main goal for the next 2 years.
Well, man, you've been doing a fantabulous job down there, bro, and it's been an honor to been able to watch you these last 2 years. I know this year is really just getting started, so I got to make sure I get down there and catch you boys. But, man, congratulations on all the early success, because, like you said, you still got some time to go. So congratulations, and appreciate you taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, great young man right there. Justin Murphy, quarterback, North Clayton Eagles. And again, big county rivalry matchup for them against Mundy's Mill. They'll look to make it 2 in a row and improve to 3-2 on the season. And like I said, man, I've been watching him since last year, his freshman year, and phenomenal, man. Gotta love the way he's stepped in, you know, out the gate. Like I said, he's had to be a leader out the gate, you know, run that offense, be a leader, be a vocal leader on that team, and he's doing a phenomenal job. I mean, again, only a sophomore, and you could hear it in the conversation, man, carries himself very well. So glad he was able to take a couple of minutes out of his day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation. All right, still to come, 3 and out. Coaches Johnny White, Douglas County, and Bryant Appling, Buford Wolves. They got a major showdown going down this weekend, and we're going to do this. We're going to try to keep this rocking, too, every week, but it's going to be 3 and out with both head coaches coming up right here. Prep Sports Nation, available everywhere on the Odyssey app on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.